So I think how we should do this, since this is a tryout, is just kind of go off rip. And if we make mistakes or anything, we can take them out. We can take out a segment if it just doesn't land. But I'm kind of curious what you would just naturally say if you were going to introduce the new era. So let's start with that.
Okay. All right. So just like an opening kind of thing?
No, not like an opening. Just in an actual opening. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first podcast, the only podcast that is named the first podcast. Any other first podcasts out there are the last podcasts. Is that good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, just fine?
Yeah, do you want to try again?
Yeah, I could try again. I'm looking for a good here, Lars.
Okay. Well, because Joe had a really good one where he would go, oh, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the first podcast. And that's how we kind of start all the guestless episodes.
Okay. So do you want me to do that exactly or come up with
no,
my
no,
own
No, no,
definitely
come up with your own thing. And also, like, you're going to develop your own thing over time, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I'm getting a little bit of a sorry I can't be her here, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. I just use that as an example. Like, please, like, make
no,
this
I know.
Your
I'm,
own thing.
I'm totally.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Here's V2. Hey. Internet, it is I, your lord and your god and your dad. I'm also your dad. You're watching the first, I guess you're listening. You're listening with your ears, watching with your ears to the first podcast and another exciting episode of the first podcast.
All right. I think that was like, I don't want to say better, but different. Like that's
it was definitely, I don't know. I kind of like the first one better.
Okay. Try a third one, and then we'll move on.
A third one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Hello, and you're listening to the first podcast. This is... Let me start over. I don't know why I was going with, like, a posh voice. Hello.
Hello, right. I am an American. Hello.
Hello. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast. We got a spicy one. It is juicy, fresh off the grill with perfect sear marks, and seasoned with the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices.
Ooh, that's the one. That's the one. That's a good
one. All right,
yeah,
cool.
That was really good.
Beautiful. Okay. Awesome. I felt that one.
Yeah, I really liked it. So can you explain kind of what you're doing here?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't even know how I got here, to be honest. No, I am here to take the throne. That's fucked up. No, nobody can replace our good old boy Joe. I'm here to just hang out, man. You know, just keep you company in this lonely world, and just see where things go. You know what I mean? We might be in a movie theater one day. You know, watching I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, and maybe my hand grazes your hand, and who knows what happens? You know, maybe we both dip into the same popcorn.
Like, they put the movie back in theaters, like 15 years after it was released, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like a second showing that they do with very popular movies, such as I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Okay. Wait, so you explained kind of the what, but also why.
Oh, to get closer to you. No, just to, you know, I mean, listen, right? You know, I've been on the interwebs, and, you know, obviously I'm a huge fan of your guys' show here. I've been on it a few times. Shameless plug. Is it still a plug if I'm doing it here? And, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe you and I can, get rid of this current life that I have and go start a new life somewhere on the first podcast. Change my name.
You're being very relatable here, by the way, but it's like I kind of want to actually explain what's going on, which is that, okay, so I knew about Joe's departure approximately a month before it happened. And, you know, I was talking to some of my friends and confidants on the internet, you know, kind of letting them know that there was going to be a transition. And one of the first people I thought, ooh, this is a friend of the show that I really like. Why don't I ask him if he wants to fill in for a while? And so, and that's Doplex, by the way, which is, his real name is Amir.
Oh, me?
Yeah. And
oh, wow.
He was like, yes, please, Lars, please. And then,
I was on all fours begging.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Twitter interaction, so I didn't know that until just now, so thank you. But
yeah, of course. Okay. Just had to set the scene for you.
A day later, he was just like, you know, if the temporary fill-ins don't work, I would just be interested in potentially coming on as a permanent replacement. So at this point, I'm just trying him out, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I it's definitely, you know, I feel like a pair of swim trunks right now. You know, you're trying me out. If I don't fit, it's all good. You know, take me out, put me back on the rack. It is all good. But yeah, no, obviously I'm humbled that you would even give me the opportunity to even try out, because I think it's really cool. But I think that you and Joe, you guys have like a very buttery, smooth flow and chemistry. So it's one of those things that it's definitely gonna be hard to replicate with anyone that you do choose to come on here and do their thing. But yeah, I don't know.
So I think my goals with it is that I'm not necessarily looking for someone to replicate Joe entirely, because I know that he's leaving the show and that I didn't really want him to leave, but just like to give credit to the guy where credit is due. I mean, he added this amazing flavor to the show, which I don't think anyone else could add in the same way. So I'm looking for just someone else who has some different ingredients,
right?
And can offer something up that's going to be, you know, still pretty tasty.
I got some turmeric.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I don't know if that helps.
What does that correspond to, personality wise?
Oh, you're talking about, flavorings. I got turmeric. I'm
not talking
I got some
about
basil,
literal
some oregano.
Spices. But
oh, okay.
So I think that people who have listened to the show before and who have heard the Doplex episodes and the Jay Aubrey episodes, I think that they're going to find that this is not a controversial choice. Like we were talking about in the pre-show that, like, you're not exactly like a Keemstar or someone. Like you're someone that kind of gets along with everyone already. And so I have a prediction that this is going to go over pretty well. And
well, I hope so.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, I haven't really gotten any hot water with either sides of like the online political spectrum where it's like, you know, you have people who are like, oh, this guy's views are this way, and immediately a whole sect of the internet doesn't like you. I like to think I'm pretty neutral, you know? I'm like a nice unsalted butter. I can kind of just go on anything.
Yeah.
It might not taste great. You got to add some stuff to it, but, you know, it's not gonna bite you back, you know?
That's true.
I don't know if that's a good comparison. But yeah, no, obviously... You and I, you know, we're pretty cool, you know. I think we got good chemistry. We got our own kind of chemistry, you know.
Yeah, because what was actually happening on the side before all this happened is I was actually going to talk to you and our boy Jay Aubrey about doing like a side project. Because when the two of you came on the show probably a couple months ago at this point, there was just something magical on that episode. I don't know what it was, but like the three of us were just... really, really, really like breezy good chemistry. Like we were making each other laugh constantly and like bouncing off of each other really well, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it could have been the fact we were talking about a lot. We had a lot of conversations about poop.
That's true. I don't suspect poop is the only reason, but yeah. There's probably some poop chemistry going on there, you know, syncing up our buttholes to the same, you know, time schedule or something, but...
Right. Same wavelengths.
And then kind of like everything came to a screeching halt when it was like, oh, Joe's gonna be walking down the old dusty trail. So yeah, now I'm gonna try it out this way and we'll see what happens. And
yeah,
I think we should just go ahead and jump right into it. But before we do that, can you give kind of like a good 2 or 3 minutes explaining kind of who you are and what you do for people who haven't necessarily listened to those other episodes, and like maybe go into a little bit more detail because people are gonna have to have you around a lot lately, so they should get to know the man behind the avatar, as they say.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. Sure. Yeah. So you know, my YouTube channel, it's called Doplex. You can call me that or you can call me Amir. I make videos on the internet. My channel is very much a gumbo pot of a lot of different commentary-esque videos, primarily centered around comedy. I think last time I was on, I kind of came up with the whole dumpster baby analogy.
Yeah.
My stuff is very, very much kind of like, you know, like JonTron, the H3s, the Filthy Franks, that kind of, you know, weird, dark, dank corner of the internet. That's kind of where I like to reside. Aside from that, I also work for Rooster Teeth and Inside Gaming, where I work as an editor, a video editor. I also do some writing, some producing, as they call it, which, I mean, really, what's a producer? I've been doing the internets for a few years now, about 5 years, actually. And I like making stuff. I like making stuff. I like making people giggle. I like making people sarcastically exhale through their nose. It is one of my many passions in life. And any sort of creative outlet that I can dip myself into, like a nice mozzarella stick into a nice creative bowl of marinara sauce, I am happy, I am warm, and I am tasty. I was trying to think of a good sign-off message to that whole spiel.
I really like the analogy. You kind of lost it at the end there, though. It's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I need to learn to not go on. I think I need to learn to not use analogies, because when I do, I forget what I'm saying, and then I start thinking of mozzarella sticks.
But that makes it funnier, though. Like, that's good. That's not bad. Okay.
Well, I appreciate your approval, Lars. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. You know, I feel like I'm on American Idol right now. You know, I'm being interviewed in line.
Yeah. Well, a line of three, but sure. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, right.
By the way, I think I'm going to call you Amir if you're going to be a host. I feel like that feels like the most personable in that situation. But
sure.
Feel free to, like, as the episodes go by, say, by the way, I he calls me Amir. I'm known professionally as Doplex on the YouTubes. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can call me whatever you like, as long as you're calling.
Ah, the old famous RuPaul line. Okay. So, let's get into some. Okay, so you were telling me you were up to something in the Twitter DMs before this. You want to get into that?
All right, let me get prepared here. So Lars so graciously kind of gave me a rundown of what we were going to do today, without giving me the rundown, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing was, you gotta come prepared, man. You gotta bring something to the table. So I brought a cornucopia of things that we can discuss. Now, these range from a variety of different topics. They're all kind of equally stupid.
Oh, thanks for bringing in the big guns the first time around.
Yeah, of course, man. That's what I do. So let's see. You can pick, you know. I don't know if this is kind of fourth wall breaking. It's not exactly very authentic, since we're going to be pre-discussing a topic to discuss.
Fuck it. Go for it.
All right. So I got Rename the Earth. Something strong. Something powerful, where outer worldly beings look at us and say, damn, that planet, they got the strongest fucking name, dude. So that's one topic, is renaming our planet.
Okay.
The second topic is create a new vegetable, and discuss the aesthetics of said vegetable and the taste of said vegetable. And I got a lot here. Flavored air. How would we achieve that? You know, I feel like our air is, it's a little unflavored, if you know what I mean. I feel like we need to change that.
Okay.
And how to make babies less useless.
Okay.
And I also got a fantasy football, but for World Wars. And I also got reinvent the wheel, but make it cool.
Oh, I thought you said reinvent the wheel to make it less wheelie in the DMs.
Oh yeah. Less wheelie, make it cool. It's one and the same.
Okay. So
I got a few more if you want me to keep going.
No. Let's stick to the half corn acopia here.
Okay.
Okay. All so right. I feel like we can solve number four by just saying you can make a baby. You can make a baby less useless by letting it grow out of that stage. So that's just that'll just happen.
Okay, but what
so
if
that's already solved?
Well, I mean, we're under a time restraint, right?
Okay.
We want to make this happen fast.
Well,
growing takes time.
What's the timetable here?
A week.
Okay. So what do you mean? So useless? You just mean because they're helpless and they can't fend for themselves at all, right?
Yeah, they don't pay rent, you know? They can't pull their own weight. They're just kind of there.
So I'm thinking you could maybe develop some sort of thing that could turn shrill sound into electricity somehow. Like, harness the energy from that, because you're going to be getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so you're talking kind of like a Monsters, Inc. type thing, right? With, like, the screams?
Yeah, like, if you're looking to go off the grid with your electricity, maybe make it so that, like, when it puts something on its head, so that when it screams into it, that generates movement and, not inertia. What's the word for that?
I don't know why, but I want to say vertigo, and I know that's not right.
No, vertigo is when you have a problem in your ears and you fall over.
Oh, yeah.
Entropy? Joe's actually in the chat right now. He says entropy. I think that's right. I think that's the right answer.
I trust Joe. We'll go with entropy.
Okay, so convert babies' screams and tears into energy for profit.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that you're going, you're kind of solving, like, the overarching issue in our society of making the baby help cities as opposed to, like, help the family. I like that.
Yeah. Is there a way to make it so that it stifles the sound too? Because it's annoying as shit.
Yeah. I would say maybe, like, some electrical tape and, like, a few funnels.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps, like, some, like, sound foam wrapped around the baby's head, but it just enough so it can still breathe.
Well, I feel like if you're not careful, you're just gonna kill the kid. But
yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're probably gonna die anyway. For, you know, if they're gonna be screaming throughout the
well, they're also the just probably gonna die. I hear like a tremendous amount of babies just die.
Oh yeah,
just normally, yeah.
Right, spontaneous combustion. You're right.
Well, spontaneous infant death syndrome, and part of me wonders, you know. I hear that that's like a thing where babies just suddenly die, but part of me wonders if that's just like a parent's way to cover for like the fact that they got pissed off and they decided to shake the baby or something.
Oh, Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
I don't know what the sound effects have to do with Casey Anthony, but it felt right.
All right. I think we've solved that one.
Okay.
But do you have any like additional comments or anything?
Yeah, I mean, my suggestion was going to be, like, turn baby puke into, like, a resource, kind of like hemp, you know, where you, like, flatten it out, dry it out. Yeah, you smoke the puke. You could also use it, you make paper, like, construction paper, do some arts and crafts.
I mean, can you?
I mean, with enough, you know, with enough ingenuity, maybe.
Okay, you probably have to mix it with stuff. Like, I don't think you can just have dried puke as a piece of paper.
I mean, never say never. All right.
Okay.
We can we'll discuss this later. We'll break out a drawing board. We'll figure out the schematics, the logistics of it all. We can make it happen.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think that's going to work. Okay. So
well,
no, the first one you came up with was rename the Earth.
Yes. Cuz Earth is kind of a pussy name, right? Like,
well,
if I met a kid, like if I'm imagining myself in junior high and I see a kid named Earth, right? Like, what are you going to think about that, you know?
Yeah. Someone in the chat, by the way, just said Terra, which is, I think that's just Latin for Earth, so that's not too great.
Yeah, yeah.
Discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these episodes live, but yeah, go ahead.
New name, new planet. Oh, I thought Judge Quarter was saying name the planet, let's go.
Oh.
Like that let's fucking go meme. You know, I feel like that would definitely hype it up a lot.
Okay, so wait, but it's not new name, new planet, it's new name, same planet, right?
Right, same planet. Okay. We just want, like, a stronger name.
Okay, so if I'm thinking, like, the opposite of a pussy name, pussy cat, that is, Boner Hard.
Boner Hard.
Yeah.
I like that. Planet Boner Hard.
With, like, an umlaut over the O.
Okay. So it looks, like, a little bit more Swedish.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of, like, gives the image of virility and success.
Okay. Okay.
I mean...
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, every time I walk into an IKEA, you know, all the different furniture names definitely make me feel success.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, but also, like, I imagine in the distant future when we have intergalactic combat, like, you wouldn't want to go to planet Wussy Lips, but you might want to go to the planet, or you would not be intimidated by Wussy Lips, but you might not want to mess with Boner Hard. Like,
Boner, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
An excellent point.
Do you have one yourself?
I can't lie. I like Boner Hard. I don't know. There's something about that just really, like, hits me in the jaw when I hear it.
Yeah, it sounds like a tall. It sounds like a tall name. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. You got to come up with an idea too, though. Like, this can't just be you sucking my dick. Like,
that's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Okay. I would name Earth, rename Earth, to, Stone Fuck.
Stone Fuck.
Stone Fuck.
My immediate problem with that is, are you familiar with what Stone Toss is?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so Stone Toss is a notable neo-Nazi comic.
Oh.
And that's just what comes to my mind when I hear that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, scratch that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would go with Mariah Carey. Just name the Earth Mariah Carey and just have that be it.
I feel like you should name it Mariah Carey's something.
Planet. Mariah Carey's planet. They say she's a bit of a diva, and I doubt any aliens are going to want to fuck with her.
Yeah, that's true. What about Danny DeVito? Or something salty and earthy?
Okay.
I don't know.
Like naming the planet Danny DeVito or Danny DeVito's planet?
Maybe Danny DeVito's naked ass coming out of a chair in It's Always Sunny.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
No, is that all written out, or is it the image of Frank falling out of the couch all slimy?
Maybe it has to be accompanied with the GIF whenever you share it online.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Can we just
rename the planet a GIF? No text.
It's just a GIF floating right there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like that. I think we've solved that.
I've completely forgotten what the other ones were.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a lot.
Let's just knock these out one by one.
Sure. Yeah. So flavored air. I really want to discuss this with you.
Okay.
How?
Well, I feel like this kind of already exists.
Well, like, I mean, like natural, not like those flavored air bars that you go to, like the ones at the City Walk. But like,
what isn't that just like a fart or like?
Yeah.
Because that's like an air biscuit.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like manufacturing air that automatically smells good?
It tastes good. That's the thing, right? So like when you walk by an In-N-Out and they're pushing out their patty smells.
Yeah, and you just crane your neck forward and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. That, but it's flavored. So you can taste it. So like imagine you got like a little town, right, in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and they want to attract people there. And their slogan that they want is, we have strawberry flavored air.
Yeah.
Imagine that. How do we do that?
I don't think we can. I feel like if we could do that, they would have. You can always create temporary smelling good air by releasing chemicals into the environment.
Okay.
So what if you just had like big mechanical vapes that were constantly pouring out onto like the roads and the parks and stuff?
I like that.
We'd all get lung cancer, but...
Right. Yeah, just constant vape clouds billowing through cities. I like that.
Mm-hmm. So would this air be... Someone in the chat says, would the air be canned or sold like in juice boxes? I don't know.
I would say it's more of a luxury that the mayor of the town provides.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like everybody has access to it, right?
Oh,
it's like,
I thought you were going to say like only the mayor can get this. Okay.
No, it's like, you move to Strawberry Airton and it's like everything tastes like strawberry.
I feel like I would get very tired of it pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's
I feel
true.
Like it'd be like a novel. This should be a destination trip, like where you go there and you smell watermelon for, 30 minutes and then you're like, I'm getting kind of over this. I'm going to leave.
Mm, okay.
Because like, I'm not sure I want coconut smell like constantly at home. I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. So your solution to making that happen is to make it not happen always, but rather make it a specific destination that people can go to experience it.
Yeah, it's kind of like that pleasure machine, why can't I talk? Like words mouth. It's like the pleasure machine experiment where it's like you don't want to be coming all the time.
Right.
Like you want to do other things. So like eventually you're just like, I got to stop. And like your hips are thrusting, but you just like it keeps going. I feel like the same thing would apply here.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you've changed my mind. This wasn't a debate, but you've changed my mind on the logistics of flavored air. Now I don't want it.
Okay.
So I hope you're happy. I don't want this anymore. I'm going to delete this shit.
Good riddance. Okay.
So the next one is fantasy football, but for world wars.
So the problem is we're not in one right now.
But if there was one.
Oh, are you saying we should start one for the fantasy football league?
Yeah, so it's like fantasy football, but we put two different regions together to fight.
Okay, and we get to choose who's in the army?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be like an existing army. Like, it could be like, I want the Air Force to go against the factory, Frito-Lay factory, all the workers in there. I want them to fight the Air Force.
So it could be a little bit more local and ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, but it's on the same level of a world war.
Okay.
You get to pick the location.
So I could have, like, the KGB versus Staples or something.
Yeah. And where would you want them to fight? KGB and Staples? Now, you're talking about the company Staples, right?
Yeah, not the entirety of the product that is Staples, just, like, out in a field. Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... I feel like in that situation, you'd want to give the home field advantage to Staples because they're at a severe disadvantage otherwise.
Well, I mean, like,
if they fight at the Kremlin, they're going to lose. But maybe if the KGB has to come to Staples and they can, like, get, you know, trick them into buying warranties and stuff, like, that might be better. But I don't know.
Now let's. I like where you're going with that, but let's talk about what the aftermath of that would be. Like,
okay.
What kind of destruction would that leave?
Well, I feel like it's a bunch of soft, doughy coworkers versus some of the best, you know, secret police on the planet. So it's not going to work out well for one side of it, and you can guess which one that is. But it would be interesting to watch. Like, I feel like I would pay like pay-per-view tickets to watch it.
Oh, 100%. See, this is a very lucrative thing. We can make this a thing. The right connections?
Yeah. I'll just call up KGB.
Yeah. Hey guys. You guys want to fight some Staples employees?
The guys at Staples said you guys were a bunch of wuss bags. Yeah. Yeah.
They take it to heart and they actually fucking bring their best men. I would say I'd gather... Well, I wouldn't gather. I'm not leading the charge here, but my fantasy... football world war would be a bunch of Denny's waitresses versus the Romans.
Okay.
And I want them to fight in Santa Monica.
Okay, so I feel like this is actually more even matched because I think that Denny's waitresses exist on caffeine and spite alone, basically.
That is true.
So they're hardened to the earth. Like, if you have to work at Denny's, like, you and I both know that Denny's is where you go at 3 a.m. when you're drunk off your ass and you just need food to put in your head.
You don't go to Denny's. You end up at Denny's.
Exactly. So I feel like the kind of people who work there have taken a lot of shit from life. And
so they're not afraid to die.
Right. But also, like, they have enough of a not give a fuck energy that they're just gonna, like... I think they would lose, but I think they would lose not as badly as you think.
So you think that they would have like a pretty high death count, something they could be proud of?
Yeah, they'd be like, well, they'd all be dead, so they couldn't be proud of it. But yes, yes, I feel like the outsiders, I feel like the fantasy football people who picked the Denny's employees may not be super displeased. Like, they could come in third or fourth. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So their managers would feel inclined to, send their families a nice little package,
right?
Because of how well they thought.
Sure.
I'm just imagining like when a soldier in the army tragically passes, and then you have like the guy showing up to the doorstep with like the American flag all folded up. I'm imagining that scenario, but like with an apron or something.
Also, I'm imagining that like a Roman comes up to one of the Denny's waitresses and like stabs them with a sword, and they're like, this isn't even the worst thing that's happened to me this week. So it's like, they have a lot of fortitude, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening. Like, a Denny's waitress getting, like, impaled. And just, like, with, like, a smoker's cough. You know, just hard cough in the Roman's face and like fucking burn the cigarette on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Nice try, you pussy. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. I think we've not solved this one, but done it, I guess?
Yeah, we did it.
Completed it. Okay.
It exists now.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay. The other ones aren't as good, but
that's fine.
We see where it takes us. Let's reinvent the wheel, but make it cool. Make it less wheely.
Okay. Have you heard of this, by the way, that there's these new kinds of tires that don't have air in them and that, like, you can never get a flat?
What are they made out of?
They're made out of, like, a series of interlocking tubes or something. Just do a quick Google search for tweels.
They're called tweels?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
A T-W-E-E-L.
Okay, so just how it sounds.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting, like... Guys, if you're looking this up, or if you're listening to this at home, go look it up. They're pretty interesting. It's basically a thing where it's like interweaving spokes, and it's kind of like a bike tire, almost.
They look pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. They definitely look, like, they still look like wheels, you know, aesthetically, but there's definitely some fucky shit happening there that makes it different.
And apparently they bend when you go over, like, certain uneven terrain, so it's, like, good for off-roading as well.
Oh, shit.
But there's this huge conspiracy that the reason it hasn't taken off is because this would put... this is going to sound silly saying this, but that it would put Big Wheel out of business.
Big Tire.
Big Tire, yeah. And, someone in the chat asks, do they wear down? Yeah, I mean, they're a tire, so, you know, they're going to experience the road over time and they're going to break down, but...
Right. Not if we reinvent it.
Well, I guess my point is it kind of has been reinvented.
Oh.
But do you have another idea?
Damn, I guess you're right.
Because this is the idea I would put forward.
Yeah, okay. You put down that specifically, if that didn't exist.
Yeah, I made this all up. Just disregard the Google search, yeah.
Yeah. I would say maybe, like, disposable wheels, you know? They're cheap. They're cheap, but they get the job done.
Okay. But what if I like the wheels that I have that aren't disposable and they get the job done and they last a long time?
Hey, we're talking about making it less wheely, and that sounds pretty wheely to me.
Well, it's literally just about making it less wheely. Why not make it square? Like, I mean...
Well, you know, I'm not talking about just form factor and shape. I'm talking about, you know, functionality-wise, you know? Like, making it suck more.
Like, you pop them on in the morning, or...
Yeah, so, like, maybe they're made of ice. Like, maybe you live somewhere where it snows a lot. And you got, like, big spherical balls of ice that you just, like, stick onto your car. And you drive it by the time you get to work.
That would be incredibly difficult to drive on in any conditions at all. You'd just die.
What if it's really strong? What if it's really strong? Like, very strong ice.
I don't think the strength is the problem with it. I think it's that it would slip on the road.
Okay,
you would die.
All right, you're right. All right, let's come up with a different material.
I'll give you credit, though, because you did make it less wheely.
I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
Let's see.
Are you out of them, or?
No, I got a few more. They're just even dumber. Let's create a new vegetable.
Okay. Boy, that's really freeform. you go first.
Oh, me. Okay. All right. So let me explain on what exactly we want to accomplish with this one. So not only do we want to create a new vegetable, you know, down to how it looks, how it tastes. We want to also figure out, like, the nutritional value, what it does for you. Now, like, carrots are good for your eyes.
Wait, can I rudely interject? So I want to point out that, just to set the standard here, vegetables are the parts of plants that are consumed by humans or other animals, specifically. So it's a part of a plant.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That to chat? Because they might not know what a vegetable is? Or are you...
No, I'm just specifically defining vegetables, so we know what we're going to invent, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not implying, like, the audience is an idiot. I'm just giving a ground floor to this discussion.
Of course, of course.
They might all still right. be an idiot on their own terms, but
they might, you know. Not everybody eats their veggies. If you're listening to this, make sure you eat your veggies. Go find a nice broccoli stalk and shove it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Or at least somewhere.
Yeah, anywhere you want. You choose.
Dealer's choice. Okay, so so can it be like a version of an existing one, or does it have to be a brand new thing?
I would say you can splice. Like, you can maybe, you know, mix some seeds together and come up with something new.
Okay.
Maybe, I wouldn't say like a direct deviation off like a very specific thing, but maybe, you know, you could combine two different things to create something completely new, or you can just make up something completely new if you'd like.
Okay. I'm going to call a new fruit a torp. A torp.
Okay.
And it's going to be from the torpus tree, and it's going to be an avocado, but instead of that big seed in the middle, it's going to be filled with corn.
Oh, like chopped corn? Or is it like a little corn on the cob inside of that seed?
No, it's going to be like a full cob of corn. So it's going to be a very large, very large thing, like a huge-ass avocado, like the size of a basketball.
Wow.
And you break it open, and then there's just like a spraying of... Wait, no, not a spraying of corn. There's just going to be a very well-moistened ear of corn.
I like that.
I don't like
that.
Not
going to lie, that sounds kind of delicious.
I don't think that sounds that great. I regret my decision.
I don't. I don't regret your decision at all. I like that. Sign me up.
Well, actually, you know what? I do like guacamole and corn on my Chipotle burrito. So...
Oh.
Okay. Never mind.
So you're kind of cutting out the middleman there.
Yeah. Instead of having to buy avocado and corn at Chipotle, you just buy a torp.
Yeah,
you're good to go.
Exactly. Now, would that open the door for new kinds of guac, like a torpamole?
Torpamole?
Yeah.
I feel like that name's kind of derivative, but I get it. Because torp is just like just some weird shit that my brain just invented. So what would we call it?
Torp juice.
How about spum?
I like spum.
Okay. So to get spum, you have to use torp.
Ooh, I'm going
to
spum.
Okay.
Okay.
Your turn.
Damn. Well, you took mine. I was going to say that exactly.
Sure. Okay.
I would say for me, I would take a pumpkin, right? But make it blue, like something that isn't typically found in food. Make it blue, like a really deep blue.
So like a blumpkin?
But yeah. Yeah, there you go. A blumpkin.
Guys, don't Google that.
Yeah, don't Google that. I mean, well, let me invent something, call it Blumpkin, and then you can Google it so we don't get bombarded with other things.
It's really got to catch on first, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got to change the SEO on that. You know, fuck it. Yeah, let's make a real Blumpkin instead of I would take a pumpkin. I would mix it with a banana. So that way the pumpkin, instead of it being hollow with like shit on the side and like a, you know, just like a weird mixture of pumpkin guts, it's solid, right? So you cut it open and it's like opening up a tub of like Ben and Jerry's. So there's just like banana goop inside of it, and it tastes absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
it's just not exact. It's not good at all. Like, it tastes like fucking dirt and salt and piss. It's just not good.
Speaking of which, what is it with like other cultures, like Iceland, I think, is an example of this, where they just have like the nastiest stuff and they just eat it. Like, have you ever heard of hakarl?
No, what's that?
It's a rotten, it's like rotten shark, and they just eat it. What? And it's weird to me because, like, okay, I understand that, you know, traditionally speaking, humanity has not had always had access to the best food. And
right.
You may just have to deal with what's, you know, physically around you in the past. Yeah. But I feel like in today's first world, when you don't have to eat rotten shark, why the fuck are you still eating it? Like, it's just...
You have the option. You cannot eat that.
You don't have to eat that anymore. So why do people still eat it?
I don't know. I don't know. Wait, so let me backtrack. So when you say rotten shark, do they like actually just let this thing sit out and like gather mold, so, and then they dig in?
So they dig a hole in the sand and they just put the shark meat in there.
What the fuck?
And leave it for months.
Interesting. And that's good. They like that.
Which makes me think they did it by accident the first time, probably. They pick it up later, they're like, oh yeah.
Can you imagine, like, one dude did this, right? And he was like, and he was like just some dude who just had like the weirdest fucking set of taste buds on his tongue. Didn't have good taste in food at all, but he was a very important man. Or woman. A very important person. And they did this thing. And then they ate it like, dude, you gotta fucking try this. This is so good. And then like everybody, you know, wanted to like kiss this person's ass. Like, yeah, this is really good. And then it became like tradition.
Maybe.
I wonder if that's how these things start.
Yeah. Also, people are just weird.
Yeah.
They just
that's
do
true.
Weird
people
stuff.
Eat, yeah, people eat, what is it called? Balut? Isn't that like in the Philippines where it's like duck egg with like the duck fetus still inside of the egg?
Yeah, it's pretty, that's pretty metal, to be honest. Like, that's like, I maybe part of that is just like the experience of being like a raw human being in its most dickish form. Like,
right.
I can understand that one, I think.
Fuck this baby duck.
Oh, and then someone in the chat, what they're talking about Hikarl, they say, it doesn't taste that bad. But you have food that tastes good. Like, that doesn't make it better.
I like the that bad.
You don't have to have stuff that tastes not that bad. It's okay.
It's not like, that
you
bad.
You can do better.
It's kind of bad. That's funny.
Also, the same person, Rockshell, in the chat said, I wonder what the first milk drinker thought, which just, I thought about it and I put the mental image in my head. Like, there's just like a farmer and he's just like, he's looking at those udders and he's thinking,
I'd like to suck them.
And then he just
them.
Goes to suck one. Like, just, that's probably how it happened. Like, imagine being the first dude to suck milk out of a cow tit.
I wonder how he did it. You know, was he just like, did he like go underneath it like he was working on a car? Or did he like tip the cow over and just like go to town?
I'm mostly interested actually in the mental process behind it. Like, do you think he sat there for 30 minutes thinking like, this is weird. I don't know if I should do this. But, you know, and then like going back and forth in his brain and then finally just being like, fuck it. Okay, I'm going to do it. Or maybe he got drunk to like work up the nerve.
Yeah. the way I'm imagining it is like, you know, the guy he has like a family, they're living on a farm, and like his wife stepped out to go get some, I don't know, shallots from the farmer's market.
Sure.
And he's just like, you know, it's like, yeah, dude, you know, the wife leaves like, oh cool, I'm gonna watch porn with volume. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go suck off my cow.
Gross. Yeah. I like how, by the way, like, this is this anachronistic mix of, there are established farmers markets, but there's also like, no milk has not been established yet. It's right. An interesting timeline.
Yeah, I guess I'm not up to date on my milk lore. I don't know when milk was invented. Fine. I'm lactose intolerant, so I've never sucked off a cow.
We'll just Google it for next episode. Just be prepared, please.
Yeah.
Do your job.
I'll bring vials of milk. We'll do a live taste testing.
I feel like after the information you've told me, you shouldn't, but it's your funeral if you want. Well, I guess it's not really a funeral. I guess you just, you're just going to poop a lot.
Yeah. And my whole philosophy is, I mean, I'm drinking coffee right now. You know, my whole philosophy is I'll drink it now. I'll just deal with it later. I've been that way my whole life. I'm not going to let lactose intolerance control my life. If I want to eat a fucking block of cream cheese, I'll do it. I'll be sick as hell, but I don't particularly like cream cheese. I'm only doing it for the principle of it, you know?
Yeah. Fuck you, body.
Yeah, exactly. Just a nice, nice stern fuck you.
I feel like the mantra of, I'll just drink this now and worry about it later, it is like the alcoholic anthem, though. Like, I don't trust it.
Yeah. I guess that's true. I never thought about it in relation to dairy products, but you might be right. Maybe I need health.
Maybe. All right, you got any more?
Well, speaking of dairy products, we can talk about the worst cheese or the best cheese if you want to get into that.
Okay, yeah, we can rate cheeses.
Okay.
Okay, so do we have any criteria?
I didn't bring a list of cheeses.
Oh, yeah, we need a list of cheeses.
Oh, okay, we'll skip this one. I just literally wrote greatest cheese, worst cheese.
Okay,
I did not bring a list.
I think my least favorite cheese in any context other than a burger is probably American cheese.
Oh, just like the standard?
Yeah.
Like Kraft single?
that's almost offensive to cheese to call it standard cheese, because it's not even cheese.
I know.
So I would say for me, best cheese is probably the best I've ever had is this obscure cheese called boxing cheddar, which is from Australia. That they used to carry at the Albertsons down the street from me, but has eluded me ever since. So I feel like part of it is nostalgia glasses, because it's been a few years.
You have nostalgia for cheese.
I like yeah. that. What about you?
It's
what are your
boxing cheddar? That's interesting.
What are your tier lists here?
For me, I really like Monterey Jack. I've been a big fan. Big fan of Monterey Jack.
Okay.
Goes good on pretty much everything, if I'm being honest. Worst cheese? I would say definitely probably American as well. Especially cold American. Like, if you ever just bite into, like, a... just, like, regular cheese, it's yeah. disgusting. It's gross. It tastes like... it's kind of, like, bitter. It has, like, a weird, like, asphalty taste.
Wait, are we talking about biting into American cheese or biting into, like, a block of cheddar?
Oh, like American cheese, you know?
Okay, oh, yeah. Yeah, just disgusting. Just the worst.
It's nasty.
The mouthfeel, just everything about it, yeah.
Horrible. Horrible experience.
Someone in the chat has posted, I'm going to butcher this, Kasumarsu?
Kasumarsu.
Which
looks
is
like bread.
A Sardinian sheep milk cheese that contains live insect larvae. Why do people... What? I smacked my mic. Damn it.
You're very passionate about this.
Why do people do this? If you don't have to, why would you make this?
It's... Yeah, I don't know. Really all I could think of is, you know, my explanation earlier.
Yeah.
You know, somebody just doing it because they found it out and they just don't have good taste buds. Or maybe we're the ones with the bad taste buds. Maybe it's actually really good.
No, they're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
I feel like I can't rank this cheese as worse, though, because, and I'm going to be kind of wanky in saying this, I haven't tried it.
Like, oh.
I don't know if it's good.
Look at you being a decent human being. Not knocking things so you try it.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't put maggots in cheese unless you had a damn good reason for it. Like, you're not just going to be like, I hate myself. I'm going to add maggots to my food because I want it to be worse. Like, you're going to... There must be some sort of chemical reaction or something that makes it better or tasty in some way.
Some people give themselves tapeworms. Maybe it's similar to that.
I don't think that's an apt comparison, but I see where you're coming from. Okay.
That's all I could think of. You know, right. Somebody like, man, I really want some fucking maggots inside of me. Maybe that's how they get high. That's how they get off.
People are just posting gross food in the chat now. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
That Kopi Luwak kind of looks like a payday bar. Like some peanuts and caramel.
But no, it's been eaten by a civet?
What's a civet?
It's like eaten and thrown up by like an animal.
That
I'm sure that's great.
That's cool. That's sort of metal.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross, but yeah, you're right. Okay. Do you have anything else on your list, by the way?
One more thing. Invent a new sport.
Okay. I don't know why my mind just came to this, but I was going to say full contact scissoring, but that's not a sport.
You're talking about like the lesbian method of intercourse, right?
And
okay.
And it already is full contact, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what's less contact?
Like long
some extension cable.
You're just writhing in the corner, and the other person is in the other corner. Are you having fun? No.
two like Hitachi ones attached by one long ass cable.
Yeah, I'm imagining
just
like
pretending
maybe
enjoy it.
The inverse of that would be lesbian basketball or something.
Oh.
Where, like, it's the completely the same thing, except just, like, the women happen to be lesbians. That's probably a thing already. Never mind. Let me move on.
It might
that.
Be. Okay.
What do you got?
Man. I would say, like, mini golf. Like, putt-putt mini golf. But it's played by furries.
So just furries at a mini golf course.
Yeah, but it's more on like a professional level. Like,
okay,
you know, ESPN is there and they're filming it.
ESPN ate the Ocho. I feel like there's something to the putt-putt mini golf idea, but make it like more explosive somehow. Like the ball is on fire or something.
Oh, and there's gas inside of like the little mini structures.
Yeah, so it explodes every time you get it in the cup.
Yeah, dude, I like that. The only thing that sucks is like every game, hell, even just one person playing it, you know, it's like they're gonna have to rebuild the whole course.
That's true. So it'd be just like a sport for rich people or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Explosive putt-putt golf. I can see it.
Played by furries.
Oh, yeah. Combine the two ideas together. Now you have something. Professional furry explosion mini golf. Okay.
Yeah. But let's add an extra layer to that to make it even more dangerous.
Okay.
Their fursuits are doused in gasoline.
Oh, so they have to be really careful when they're putting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. I would watch that.
So would I, honestly. Yeah. Like, unironically, that sounds kind of badass.
Okay. What if it was like a team triathlon where like you had the furry explosive mini golf, and then you had like also on playing on the side for a third of the points was the lesbian basketball players, and then the third would be the long distance scissoring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so all three of them would kind of compete against each other. Well, I guess scissoring isn't really a competition, so never mind. None of this makes sense. Okay.
We can make it a competition. Imagine it, all right? Think about it. We can make it an adult-only boomers, but it's not a Dave & Buster's.
Okay.
So it's just like some weird shit happening inside of a building.
Okay. Okay. What's the name for this overarching sport?
What the fuck? It's called What the Fuck.
Yeah, because that's what people are... could be saying.
They walk in, it's just, what the fuck?
It'd be really funny if it was all kind of in the same room, so it was all happening very rapidly at the same time.
Just explosions, vibrating sounds, fucking the dribbling sounds of basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Okay. So was that the end of the list?
That was the end of the list, my friend. We've covered all of the ground that I've brought with me. It's all been covered. I brought in a nice little patch of turf. The turf, the fake grass, and we pissed all over it. It's done.
Okay. By pissing, you mean actually had a pretty productive discussion.
Yes, yeah. Pissing in a good way.
Okay. A lot of great little names for this episode. Like, pissing in a good way, or like, what was it? Like... furry explosive mini golf or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Long distance scissoring. I like that.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to do some long distance listening to audiobooks, we may have a service for you.
Oh.
Doplex, take it away.
Oh. I don't have anything.
Okay.
wait.
Here, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll teach you how to do it for next time. Okay.
Okay. So,
guys, Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free book today. That's free as in beer, not free as in freedom.
No.
Keep the book whether you like the service or not. But they do start at very affordable monthly rates once your trial is over. Just, it's no money down yet. Just get a book on our behalf. Seriously. It's free.
You got nothing to lose.
What's freer than being free?
Ice cold.
Ice cold. All right.
Ice
hey, now,
free.
Ladies. Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast. I'm assuming there's a .com in there as well.
Yeah, you have to do the .com.
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
By the way, speaking of that song that we both immediately got the reference for, have you ever actually looked into the lyrics of it?
No, I haven't. It's weird because like just the other day I was thinking about this.
So the song is basically about how the guy just like he has this relationship, but he just can't really hack it.
Uh-huh.
But the audience for his song doesn't give a shit and just wants to dance.
Interesting.
It's really depressing. You know that line? Y'all don't want to hear me. You just want to dance.
Oh, okay.
That's serious.
Oh, so there's layers to that song.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It's about how, like, his parents didn't really teach him how to do this, and he's clueless, and his relationship's falling apart, but his audience just doesn't care about his problems.
They just want to shake their ass.
Yep, like a Polaroid picture.
Oh, okay.
Very fleeting fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was a big fan of Outkast as a kid.
Mm-hmm. No longer.
I can't look at roses without thinking of fecal matter now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of been ruined for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's okay. I feel like hanging on to your appreciation for them isn't really... They're not exactly like a relevant act anymore, so it's not like
culturally
important to appreciate what they do anymore.
That's true. All right, I guess I can throw away all my Outkast shirts then.
All right. So, is there anything else we should go over while we're here?
Let's see. Do you want me to make a new list real quick? We can just do it all again.
We'll
come up with like 10 more things. We'll stay here for like another few hours. Just to really, you know, really get a feel for this.
Let's do at least one more, and let's do something a little less spirit destroying than ruining a favorite dance song from people's childhood.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Let's talk about the Crazy Frog.
Oh, okay.
And how the Crazy Frog can survive. Like, how does he breathe? How does he live? When people see him, are they going to kill him on sight because they don't know what they're looking at?
Oh, have you seen... Do you watch Doctor Who? You know when they broadcast on the moon landing that everyone should kill the silence on sight?
Right, yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that's kind of a situation where we've been conditioned to slaughter Crazy Frog.
He's ring-ding-dinging down the street, and we just put a bullet between his eyes because we don't understand it.
Okay.
He's riding his fucking motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to his regular motorcycle, yeah.
Yeah.
This is my fucking motorcycle.
This is my fucking motorcycle. This is the one I fuck on. Can we talk about the fact that Crazy Frog has a penis?
What's a frog?
But why does he have a penis?
Because animals have penises?
But he's selling ringtones. Why do I need to see his dick for that?
Well, you don't need to, but I mean, it's an artistic decision.
Oh, okay. So you think the designer of Crazy Frog was like, oh yeah, this frog, he's really missing something here. Oh, I know, it's cock and balls. Mm-hmm. He needs a fresh set of cock and balls to really sell these ringtones.
I feel like that's kind of always a solution, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. didn't they post something where like Crazy Frog is back or something?
Did they? I don't know. I haven't heard about this. Let me see. Crazy Frog 2020. See what he looks like. Crazy Frog 2020.
There was a new video in 2019.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. That's insane.
Oh, no. And then it says here in an article, Crazy Frog is planning to return in 2020.
You know, just when things start looking down, Crazy Frog comes back into our lives and makes it all better.
Okay, look at what I just posted in the chat. This is from himself.
Wait, hold on, let me
look. Oh, I just posted his profile, but look at what his recent post in April.
Oh,
guess who's back?
Holy shit! Damn, this tweet actually did numbers too.
Yeah, the most unnecessary pop culture return of all time.
Yeah, like nobody asked for this. Nobody.
Oh, I'm looking here. That was a pinned tweet. He's like sharing fan art of Crazy Frog every day.
Oh, wow.
With the penis intact.
I like this top one. It's like very detailed. And I like how, you know, like sometimes on Twitter, it's like before you actually click on the image, you can't see it. Like this one, I clicked, it was just little penis and balls. Like a little Shrek antler.
Yeah. All right. I can't say I'm excited, I'm pleased that it's happening, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All
right. I think Crazy Frog is a good way to wrap that background.
Yeah, I think so. Do you have anything you want to say to the audience, by the way?
Well, I didn't prepare a speech or anything, but listen. I know how you guys felt about Cho. He was a great man, and we will all miss him very dearly. But just hold on to a little bit of Joe in your hearts, and Joe will live on forever. In your hearts, in your minds, and in your balls. I miss you, Joe. Come back And thanks for inviting me to come and do this. Obviously, that too.
Okay. All right.
Was that good? Was that was that decent?
Yeah, this was great practice. Great tryout.
Cool. And thank you, Joe, in the chat. He's given me his complete support. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, I think people are gonna like this.
I hope so. So it'd suck if people hated it.
Also, I might release this as a mainline episode a little bit further down the line, but obviously it'll have the sponsors and the ads and everything. So, you know, if you wanna hear these episodes, or if you wanna hear episodes without all that junk, you can go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Oh,
we can get bonus episodes of the show, early listening privileges, a funny role on the Discord, a patron only chat, and more.
What's the more? That sounds tasty.
You'll have to find out. Take a bite.
Oh, a little shroud of mystery there. You better go there to find out what the more is.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you're going to be entitled to some of that. I don't know if you, yeah.
oh man. Well, yeah, go over to the patreon.com slash find out what that juicy more is.
Mm-hmm. Now you're motivated to sell.
Listen up, kids.
Mm-hmm. And if people are intrigued by you, by the way, and they want to get a little bit more background for who this the fancy hair guy, new host thing, what is going to be, can you give them a couple links?
Sure. Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at DoplexTV. You can check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/DoplexTV. You can also check me out over on Inside Gaming. Search up Inside Gaming on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's youtube.com/InsideGaming. I might be right. It might be under the Machinima. I don't know. But over there as well.
Okay. So you did the honors when it came to starting the episode. I think you can sign us out as well.
Okay. Should I do three again? You can kind of, or do you just want one? Just one hard one.
If you nail it the first time, that's what we'll do.
Okay. All right. Let me really center my chi. Center my chakras right down from the mouth to the butthole. Thank you, everyone, for watching the first podcast. You
Not
are free to go
it.
Now. You're watching with your ears. And you are free to go now. You are free to leave. Be free, my doves. Fly off into the sunset and go get a new Slurpee from 7-Eleven. Blue raspberry mixed with some cherry. And
not
make sure
our
you get
sponsor.
One of those, not our sponsor. Just my personal preference. And get one of those Sour Punch straws to drink it. Gets a little soggy. It's a little gooey, but it still tastes good.
All right.
Goodbye.
You want to do another one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Center my cheese once again. Sound like this fucking Soul Calibur narrator. Yeah.
What a great reference. That's perfect, yeah.
He dances with swords. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it made your ears tingle a little bit, like a nice peanut allergy in your throat, except in your ears. Thanks for listening, and be free, and live long and prosper. Be water, my friend.
Okay.
I'm going to do one more.
Yeah, because maybe not one that compares this to an allergy.
Oh, is that not a positive? Okay. All right. all right. Thank you for listening to the first podcast, the only podcast that you'll ever need in your life. You could just throw away all those other stinky podcasts except for this one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your ears. And you're free to go. Bye.
I like how you're free to go implies that we're in a hostage situation before.
Well, they are, right? I mean, we have tripwires on all their front doors, right? Is that not?
Yeah, we have quotas to meet.
Yeah. We got heads need to roll in order for this podcast to keep running.